I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 6, 2007 Recreation and Parks Commission meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hale?
Here.
Commissioner House?
Here.
Commissioner Munoz? Commissioner Mahan?
Here.
Commissioner Solu, Winter, and Hensley are all excused this evening.
That brings us to the public comment period. Members of the audience wishing to address the commission on any matter other than public hearing items may do so at this time. Seeing none, we will go on to the approval of the minutes of August 2nd.
If there's no changes, I would make a motion to approve the minutes for the August 2nd meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. That brings us to new business. A1, use of park and lieu funds for the parking lot repair at Lila Kaiser Park. I believe that's you, Andrea.
Yes, it is. If I can find the staff report. Good evening, commissioners. This evening we're asking the commission to potentially allocate or approve up to $19,000 of park and lieu funds to repair Lila Kaiser parking lot. As you're aware, Kaiser Park is one of the oldest parks in Morro Bay. It's predominantly used for our sports leagues, all our sports leagues, in addition to a number of drop-in uses and group barbecue use. We have a lot of traffic in and out of the park. It's extremely heavy, and if you've been to the park, and many of you were on the parks tour, you saw the deterioration that we are having there, and we believe that we're at this point have a safety hazard in the parking lot. We're recommending repair of the parking lot. The repair project, which we currently have a bid on, would include saw cutting, removal, and replacement of approximately 4,200 square feet of 2-inch asphalt and an additional surface patching of up to 5 tons of damaged asphalt throughout the parking lot. We're recommending that you allocate up to $19,000 of the park and lieu money for this renovation project. As you're aware, these funds are collected when a new subdivision is improved, and they're used in different parks throughout the city for park projects. You will recall that we've previously used park and lieu funds for relighting of the Kaiser East softball field, new parking lot lights at Kaiser Park, repairs to the asphalt pathway at Del Mar Park, and we currently have a pending project, the Coleman Park Master Plan, for use. The balance in the park and lieu fund currently is $102,000. We have money that comes in on a somewhat regular basis when we have subdivisions of even up to two parcels. As I said, we have a pending $47,000 expenditure for the Coleman Park Master Plan, and this $19,000 expenditure would leave us with a remaining balance of approximately $36,000. The only potential future project that might use some of these funds is the possibility of a tennis court project when it does go out to bid, which will be in the relatively near future. When it comes back, we may, if we're over, if the bids come in over the amount, we'll have some money to play with. In addition, I would anticipate getting some additional park and lieu funds within the next 6 to 8 months from different projects that are happening within the city. It is unfortunate, and I think it's only fair to say this, it's unfortunate that we don't have this money budgeted in our general fund budget. With the cuts that we took several years ago, we just have really limited funds to do these sorts of repairs. I would highly recommend that you approve this. We will then take it to City Council for final approval. I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anybody have a question? Mm-mm. Is there a motion?
Yeah, if there's no questions, then I would make a motion to recommend the in park in lieu of funds for the Lila Kaiser parking lot repairs.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. That brings us to A2, review of pending Recreation and Parks Department projects.
And we have no items under this item for you this evening.
So we'll just don't have to do anything. Item A3, discussion of citizens' letter regarding Cloisters Park trees and paths.
Thank you. Again, we looked at a citizen's correspondence at your August meeting concerning some suggestions for our Cloisters Park and open space. At that time, the correspondence was under the written communication section of the agenda, which really doesn't allow you to do much, so you ask us to re-agendize it for your September meeting. The correspondence provided several suggestions, and we've outlined those below in our staff report with some additional information by staff. In terms of the trees, the letter suggested that clusters of trees were put in the area, the turf area at Cloisters Park. And I will let you know that the California Coastal Commission put a number of conditions on this development project back in the late 80s, mid to late 80s. Some of those had to do with landscaping. The final landscaping plans incorporated the following language: no landscaping in the parking area at the new wetland or elsewhere within the established view corridor shall exceed 8 feet after finished grade, nor block more than 10% of the view shed from Highway 1. On the overhead, you can see that we've put up an area which gives you the view shed corridor. Here's your park and open space here, and your paths here. So we need to limit things that are over 8 feet in this area. As well, we did a site development report. The city did a site development report that was approved by the city council in 1992, and it discussed the minimum amount of tree planting and indicated that trees may be limited due to provision in the local coastal plan. As a result, the trees were omitted from the Cloister site development report that was approved. And then lastly, we looked at this at the staff level with the parks crew, and I think that their concern obviously was adding any sort of amenity to this area that might take additional maintenance. You're probably thinking that trees don't take a lot of work, but they do take some. So based on those three items, staff's recommendation is to not put any more plantings in this area. I think there's certainly some significant benefit to have open turf areas with no trees. They're dwindling in our city, and they may continue to dwindle more.
I was that space is generally used for the soccer practice.
It's continued to be programmed for dog obedience and soccer uses. Okay. So certainly we'd like to keep that area open. There's not very many other places like that in the city. The second idea that was conveyed in the letter was the idea of the paths that are at Cloisters Park, and I'm going to change the overhead real quickly. Again, the paths at the Cloisters Park are heavily used, and as you're aware, some of the areas on the paths aren't visible from the parking lot or from the Coral Avenue there that goes by the organized park in the front and the restroom area. We've talked to the fire department about the possibility of or any trouble they've had with the paths, and if identifying the paths would it be helpful. And interestingly enough, they feel that it would be very helpful. They've had situations, not numerous, but several situations where they've had to walk the entire length of the path to find the injured person or the person that's called in terms of the injury that's happened out there. Naming access points or pathways or providing mile markers for other geographic areas might be helpful as well. At this point, our recommendation is to name both the suggested, both the access ways from the north cluster of houses and the south cluster of houses. It's hard to read here, but you can see that here's your south cluster of homes, and there's actually an access way that goes through to the path that goes along the backside here of Cloisters. And then there's as well another access way on the north cluster of homes that leads from the street back through here to the path that goes along the back. So our suggestion, and we like the suggestion from the letter that we received to name those paths, we're suggesting Emerald Path because this is Emerald Circle, and Indigo because you've got Indigo Circle here, so Indigo Pathway and Emerald Pathway. We are not recommending naming any path or amenity in the park with a family name, as the department does have a specific park naming policy that was passed in 1988 concerning the criteria to name a park or an amenity after a person, and this situation does not meet that criteria. The commission may also want to consider other methods of identification on the paths. The correspondence that we received indicated some interest in naming the pathway that goes along here. But you can, this is pretty visible, so I don't know if that's important or not. The commission can certainly review that. And then being the good cop, bad cop of the Recreation and Parks Department, I also want to, you know, caution you that anything that we do that takes funds needs to be strictly watched because we don't have a lot of extra money in this assessment district. So that's the third item, the second item that was discussed in the correspondence. The last item I'm actually going to have to table until a future commission meeting. I've been talking with a city engineer about mid-block crosswalks. And what criteria you have to establish a crosswalk in a mid-block, not in a street end or in an intersection. And that information we're still going through, so we can bring that back to you. But the suggestion was to put, from the correspondence we received, there's a path that leads from the north here along, and the suggestion was to put a crosswalk here so you can then easily walk into the sidewalk in the parking area here in Cloisters, and we would like to bring back some criteria on that for you to review as well. So what we're asking for the commission tonight, number one, we're not recommending putting any more trees in the area. Secondly, we are recommending to name the pathways. We're certainly open to other things that the commission might want to name along the pathways, mile markers, such things as that. And then third, we will be coming back to you on the crosswalk. I certainly hope that's clear. I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anybody have any questions? Johnny?
On the other, I think there was there two other paths that they wanted named, or just one other? I can't remember now.
Commissioner Munoz, their suggestion was to name this pathway that goes from the coral here, mm-hmm. and it goes back to this area. Mm-hmm. And their suggestion was to name that pathway. They were suggesting naming it after a prominent family in Morro Bay, so we certainly don't. We have a policy that relates to those types of things, and again, this doesn't meet that criteria. Secondly, I'm not sure that that's an important path to name, only because it's somewhat visible from the parking lot and the street area. And the fire department was mostly interested in naming areas or identifying areas that couldn't be readily seen from the street. But you know, staff is open to suggestions the commissioners might want to make in terms of other areas there.
Could we give that back to some of the residents, some of the ones that brought that up, to come up with another name if they wanted to proceed to try to name that path?
You could, if you felt it was important, or the commission could name it, or the commission could decide. Staff doesn't particularly think it's an important area to name because it's visible, but you know, certainly possible. I guess the other issue is that we don't want to have so many different names on the paths out there that it's confusing.
Anybody else?
Does the back path, you know, the one that goes out to the beach, is that named today? Just for my ignorance.
No, it's not.
So, because I think that's where obviously the concern, you know, from an EMT perspective, and I was out there one day when they were trying to find somebody on that path. The path itself doesn't have a name, so if you were stuck back there and you're walking out to the beach, I mean, you know, do you envision you're going to tell somebody, oh, it's by the Emerald Path? I mean, I'm just trying to think about that scenario, because that's the back part. That back path is where the least visibility is in this whole situation, and that's the longest stretch. So I'm just wondering how you help in an emergency situation. How do we help accomplish getting somebody where they need to go, like giving them the appropriate coordinates? So
I think that's where the fire department, I believe, suggested the possibility of providing some mile markers or some sort of, and I know there's interpretive panels along the back, might be worthwhile to take a look at it and see if there's something that we can incorporate with the interpretive panels. The other question is, do people notice those? And if you're walking along, do you notice where you are?
I think I like that idea, because I think that helps accomplish that objective, to be able to, you know, if you're going to tell an EMT person where you are, you're probably going to start looking actively around you to find, mm-hmm. whether it's, in this case, it might be a tree today, but maybe it's going to be some kind of sign or Nope. So I wanted to add, I agree with Commissioner Hale. If there was another path that we'd want to name in addition to Emerald Path and Indigo Path, I think it would be the back one rather than the side one, which you've mentioned is visible from the street.
I would hope that, I mean, those are good suggestions. I just hope we don't make it so complicated that it's worse than it was before they were named. I think we need to keep it as simple as possible. And at one point, the other two paths mold and it'll go into the one that goes out to the beach, right?
The Emerald Path would hit it, and Indigo Path would hit it.
Yeah, they both hit it.
You know,
so
if you're out by the beach, what do you say when you're telling somebody, you know, again, if you're in a scenario where, whatever it is, maybe it's your kid on a bicycle down the way, or maybe it's an emergency situation, who knows, but, you know, what do you say today? I'm on the beach path or whatever. I mean, does it make sense just to name it? It seems pretty straightforward.
Maybe a suggestion, instead of Emerald and Indigo Path, you could use Emerald and Indigo Access. And you could call the back path Cloisters Path or Beach Path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
That makes sense.
Because these are actually, even though they're paths, they're access ways as well. And maybe that could differentiate between those two. And certainly we could put signage up to those.
I think that's a good suggestion.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the trees go, obviously the Coastal Commission set that in stone when they built the park in the first place. So, does anybody have a motion?
I would make a motion to proceed with item one on naming the two paths, Emerald Path and Indigo Path, holding off on item two, and pulling back item three for a later date. Under the recommendations.
And do we want to add to that the idea of the of naming the back path? Or the.
So, do you want to change your motion to the back path being the beach path?
The Cloisters Beach Path? Or what?
Johnny's making the motion, I don't know.
Well, we could also add to that recommendation to name the back path. Did we come up with?
Beach path.
To just be beach path.
Could you add a suggestion?
Just to make sure I'm clear, did you want to do Indigo and Emerald Path or Indigo and Emerald Access? Making a clear differentiation between beach path and Emerald Access.
Probably, I would recommend changing them to path to access, and then that way we could just leave the beach one to beach path.
May I make a suggestion? I liked Andrea's idea to call it the Cloisters Beach Path. Just then, geographically, it's even more, the name says it all. It's maybe a little more clear. The Cloisters, is that?
That'd be fine if it's okay with the rest of the commissioners.
Yeah, that change here. Okay, is there a second to the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None. So will you be bringing back the crosswalk?
I will. I would anticipate bringing that to your October meeting.
Thank you. Next, we have unfinished business. Further discussion of Coleman Park Master Plan.
Thank you. Once again, this is a second look at the Coleman Park Master Plan. We brought this to you to your August meeting, and at that time we had several people in the audience as well as some of the commission discuss the possibility of looking at working with the Harbor Department on a joint project. We, again, agendize this for your August meeting. We talked a little bit about the importance of master planning the Coleman Park area, as it's currently the only designated park area that does not currently have a master plan. With the construction of the Harbor Walk project, the opportunity to work on some sort of concept or master plan seemed like a very timely idea. And as we said, we had public talk about tandem planning efforts with the Harbor Department. In terms of the Harbor Department planning efforts, in 1997-98, the city completed a community-based planning effort that determined that the best and probably only feasible location for a boat repair and dry storage facility in Morro Bay Harbor was the land north of the Morro Bay Power Plant intake structure. And on the overhead, this is hard to see, but you've got it in your packets, and we're really talking about this area here. Here's Coleman going out, obviously Rock parking lot, Coleman Park here. At the August 2007 Harbor Advisory Board meeting, the board reviewed the 1997-98 boatyard concept and urged the city to proceed with further analysis and design development. And again, you have the attachment there to take a look at. We feel at this point, and we appreciate the commission's waiting on this, that combining efforts and really incorporating the entire area from the Morro Bay Power Plant to the Target Rock is a good idea to look at this entire area and to maximize funding as well and get some sort of concept plan for the entire area. The Harbor Board is hearing this issue tonight and making a determination. We are hoping that you follow staff's recommendation and agree on recommending to the City Council expenditure of approximately $47,000 to work in tandem with the Harbor Department, who is putting a similar amount forward. After we have our money approved at this level and at the council level, we anticipate going back to RRM design for a combined project analysis. I think that and we've had some definite discussions with the Harbor Department. It makes sense. So really what we're looking at, instead of a planning effort for Recreation and Parks Commission for this small area, we're really looking from here to here, the entire area as well as this way. We'll be, as we talked last month, taking into consideration the waterfront master plan, as well as some of the work that the Harbor Department has done on their boatyard project. I think it's a good idea. Certainly hope that the commission agrees to forward the recommendation to council for the funding. I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anybody have any questions? I have one. Where did this drawing come from?
This is a drawing that RRM has done, that they preliminarily done based on the project specifications from 1997-98. We also have a similar drawing that was done that shows some of the zoning and the ownership that I didn't put in your packets. But I would anticipate that if we move forward and the Harbor Department, Harbor Advisory Board moves forward, we'll be looking at all those types of plans and projects.
So if we pass the $47,000 or $48,000, and what if the Harbor Board doesn't approve the $48,000?
Well, they've already got funding in line. What they're looking for approval tonight is to work with us on a joint project. Their funding has already been allocated. We have to go to City Council for our funding because it's in the park in lieu account. They, I believe, put in their budget, perhaps this year, must have been this year or last year, funding for a project. So they are already that far. You're agreeing really to two things tonight, for the funding and for the joint project. They're really only agreeing to the joint project. If they don't agree to the joint project, or if our funding doesn't come through, then we'll regroup and you'll definitely see this item once again.
Can I ask one more question, Andrea? What's the amount the amount of the funds that they have available at this point?
My understanding is that they had originally about $47,000 or $48,000. I think they've spent to date about $7,000 on some of these types of documents. So similar funding.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'd like to make a motion that we recommend the City Council to fund up to $48,000 to complete a conceptual master plan process for the Morro Creek to Target Rock area, including Coleman Park, and that we recommend the Recreation and Parks Commission and Harbor Advisory Board planning efforts be combined into one project, as referenced in the staff report. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
Park has gone to their fall hours, which are Thursday and Friday, 3 to dusk, and Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 5. I'm happy to report we've continued to make some progress on the Del Mar Tennis Court project. We've received the amendment to the original staff report and, excuse me, original soils report. We forwarded that to our design company, and they're amending the plans and working on project specifications and the bid package to go out to bid. I'm going to hold off on giving you an idea when we'll be putting that out to bid, I would assume in the relatively near future. We are continuing to work on our updated tides on the web, the October through December issue. You'll be seeing that in late September. I'm happy to report that the Kids Club program, the fall school year, began on Tuesday, August 28th, with all sections of the program full, with the exception of the kindergarten program. You might recall that we talked about combining the kinder care program with some of the aftercare program, and we've increased our participation in the kinder care program as opposed to last year, so we're happy about that. And the program seems to be going very well. I am unhappy to tell you that we were not successful in getting recognized by the California Governor's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports for their 2007 Spotlight Award. I looked at the winners. They're a little bit bigger than us. I can't imagine they'd have any better programs than we do with our junior lifeguard program that we nominated, but the winners this year were the County of San Diego, the County of San Mateo, and the County of Riverside for some specific programs. We will continue to put in programs for that, and hopefully we'll be recognized in the near future. I'm also happy to tell you that the foundation during last fiscal year, 2006-2007, gave out $10,651 in the form of recreation scholarships to children residing in Morro Bay, Cayugas, and Los Osos. The breakdown was sports programs were about $6,100 and youth services, predominantly kids club and kids camp, was almost $4,500. We have increased our giving budget. Last year, our budget was $8,000. We gave out $10,000 this year. As of today, we increased that budget to $12,000 in scholarships. During the first month of July, the first month of the fiscal year, July, we'd given out $2,300 in scholarships. So there's a significant need and more children applying for scholarships, which is exactly what we're after. So we're very happy about that. Our fall softball program started on July 30th. We have a number of teams competing Monday through Thursday nights, including a men's masters division, which has people up to the age of 79 playing softball on Monday nights, which is actually Tuesday nights. Went very well and ended about 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon. We continue to work on the website. We took the summer off because the youth services staff was extremely busy, but we'll be going back and working on our website. Hopefully that'll be unveiled sometime in late fall. And Del Mar Playground, if you've been out, construction started on August 20th. It's a pretty phenomenal tower that the commission and the school decided to put out there. We're working with the school on a ribbon cutting. It's a little bit difficult to plan because it is a construction project, but we've tentatively scheduled for Wednesday ribbon cutting next week, but it may be Friday, and I'll certainly let the commissioners know as soon as I know a little bit more. We're trying to time that when it's done, but nobody else has played on it, so it's going to be, a great playground. And that concludes my status report. I'm happy to answer questions if you have them.
Any questions?
I have one question.
Okay.
For the website, are you going to be bringing in any users to, you know, community members who are going to use the site to give some feedback on usability of the website? Just make sure it's kind of meeting the basic needs as you guys look to overhaul that?
Heather might have thought of that. I'm not sure. I can ask her. It's a great idea, and I'll pass it on to her.
Anybody else? Can we have a motion to accept this for file?
Motion to accept B2 for file.
I second.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. That brings us to the reports.
Thank you. I'll be giving these for July of 07, which is starting of a new fiscal year, so that's always nice. In terms of our youth services report, we are slightly over last year's participation. We have about 3,338 July of 2007 as opposed to July of 2006 of 3,315, so we're fairly close. Nothing terribly significant in our numbers. We had a slight increase in our kids' camp program, but overall, we're pretty status quo. In our sports programs, we were slightly under last year. And in looking at those programs, it probably has to do with the timing of our ending of our softball league and our end-of-season tournament and how we calculate our numbers. So we'll take a look in August and make sure that we're not losing ground. This July, we had 3,095 participants. Last year, we were at 3,135, so we're pretty close there. And I am very happy to report that now you'll be comparing apples to apples in our facilities and parks report. Thank you for bearing with us for the last 12 months. But we are back to normal, I believe. And you can see by our included tonight in your report, but we had a commissioner last month, I believe it was Commissioner Hale, that asked about some numbers from year to year to year. So in your next participation reports, we'll be giving you some numbers from 2004, 2005 to date, and looking kind of at where we are as far as program goes. And we'll be presenting that next month. So you've got those in front of you to take a look at. That's all that I've got. I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anyone have a question?
I have a quick question. Is the objective to stay status quo, or is it to increase, or not?
You know, that's a tough one. I think that our objective is to increase our participation. It's a difficult task because our budget, as compared to, you know, 4 years ago, has reduced. So I think our status quo numbers, if we're status quo to 4 years ago, I think that's really an increase because we have less money. But certainly our push would be to increase. And our funding is interesting in that, you know, if we have more participants, we generate more revenue, and we have a little bit of leeway with our expenditures. So it's kind of this gamble, even though our budget is, let's say, $100,000, if our revenue generation is $40,000 over our target, then we have a little bit of leeway on our expenditure side. So that's kind of the game that we can play versus other departments that aren't based on some of the revenue generating things. But certainly always in a push to increase.
What month does the City Council do the mid-year budget review?
Traditionally January.
Okay. So do I have a motion to accept these reports for file?
Motion to accept reports D1, 2, 3 for file.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that brings us to public hearings. There aren't any. That brings us to a declaration of future agenda items. Are there any future agenda items? I suppose the crosswalk.
We'll be bringing that back.
And I remember asking last time if we know what it's going to cost to maintain the boardwalk.
We have that question out to the Capital Projects Manager. In addition, I believe Commissioner Hale asked about the, I'm going to say access way, which is not the right word, connector, Morbeta Cayugas. Mm-hmm. And we have a question out to that as to that effect. So we'll be bringing that back to you, probably in the status report form.
Okay. So I would accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.